We're going to bring another amazing individual who was a catcher, hard hitter, Coach Maiden's catcher for the Pony League Cardinals in 1993, and later started catching on Coach Maiden's 1986 team that completed the Continental Amateur Baseball Association World Series in Chillicothe, Ohio. One of Coach Maiden's favorite memories was during a game in Chillicothe, Ohio. Maurice came into the dugout with tears in his eyes. His catching hand was swollen because of Nate Vincent's fastball. Is Nate here today? He was holding up his hand and said, Coach, I'm not calling for the fastball anymore. He keep popping my mitt. He said, I'm calling for the curveball. Now, at that classic moment, you have to be there. This catcher right here has went through all measures of life to the day. He is a true baseball player, a true man to the game, and a true friend. Maurice McClain.
Man, I've been waiting a long time for this here. A long time. And I'm really glad to see so many faces and so many people that I've only heard about after me. We had no idea that we would be pioneers, you know, that we was this first team to really travel the way we did. We just love baseball. I was a guy that was sleeping in my uniform so I could be the first one to the field. You know, slept with my catcher's mitt, not under my pillow, right next to me. You know, begged to take the catcher's equipment home, man, so I can have it on when I walk to the stadium. Yeah, I was that guy. But Coach Maiden came in and our parents trusted him. First and foremost, our parents trusted him. And he wasn't just like a father figure to us, but he was everything to us. You know, as the brother said earlier, he taught us patience, temperance, fortitude in his own way. You know, he taught us how to win with pride and how to lose with pride. You know, and those lessons that we learned to this day, 40 years later, you know, are still with us to this day. And I'm just grateful for him because he's been there for me no matter how long ago we have talked or anything of that. Maurice, what's going on with you, man? You know, Coach, you know, it don't matter. You know, he's there for each and every one of us. And again, I've only heard about all of the teams that came after me. And I'm really grateful to be, you know, in a room with all of you all that I only heard about. You know, glad to meet you all. And I got to say this one thing that one of the players said to me. And he said, man, we played a lot of baseball, man. We played a lot of baseball on a lot of fields, you know. But one thing David Lyon said to me, and it stuck with me, he said this to me years ago, and it stuck with me. He said, with you catching and Fatty pitching, I knew we was going to win. I knew we was going to win. I said, man, you know, we took some L's. We took a lot of L's during our careers. But with him pitching and me catching, I can only recall only a handful of losses together. And I'm talking since we were 9, 10 years old. Yeah, this guy here was really a good friend, amazing athlete. But that transcended through the entire league. That transcended to all of the other players. That thing that we had, you know, and like I said, I didn't know we was pioneers then. We was the first team to go to Chillicothe, Ohio, and we didn't know nothing about it. We had an all-star team that coach put together, and we went there and we played some baseball. Yes, sir. We played some baseball. We went there, and I got to piggyback off the story. Because it 40 years later, it stick to me to this day. I come in the dugout. It was my turn to bat. I could not bat because Nate Benson had threw so hard. And my hand was blue, purple. Never experienced that in my life, right? And I said, Coach, I can't bat, man. I can't bat. He was like, what's wrong? I said, man, my hand. I'm not calling for the fastball no more. I'm not calling for the fastball no more. I can't do it. But I got back out there. Coach said, get back out there, you know. And I got back out there, and I looked at Nate, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And every time I called for some off speed, he'd come with that heat. And I get it back. I didn't want nobody to know I was hurt, and I throw it back to him just as fast. Because he know I didn't call for something else, and he going to hit me with the fastball, and I throw it back to him just as hard and look at him. But, you know, but that was my man. But, you know, for the guys that came after me, Coop, you know, Nate Moore, you know, we learned from each other. We drove off each other, you know. And, you know, I did my thing. I studied, and I watched these guys, all the guys over me that were really good catchers, and I vowed to be just like them. I got up under them. They were older than me. I'm sitting there. I'm watching them. Hey, man, how you do that? How you do that? And then I come to realize that the guys that came after me was watching me, you know, and what I did, they did. You know, I would take Coop to the side, man. You got to get down there, man. You got to bag that play up, man. Don't get too close to the base, man. But you got to get down there. And that kid was lightning fast, but he listened, and he was just an awesome guy. But we all wanted to play and perform for Coach Mayton. Yes, sir. We didn't want to let Coach down. We didn't want to let Coach down. But man, I'm really glad to really see everybody here to this day. You know, and I'm just grateful to be a part of the legacy of Coach Mayton. You know, thank you all.